to Legally Judgy. I'm Nicole.
And I'm Alexa.
Happy 2022, judgies.
2K22.
Okay.
There's a lot of twos this year.
Yeah.
It's a good year, right?
That can kind of get confusing. I saw 22. Memes about like 2022.
February 2nd, 2022.
Like it could be confused for 2020, you know, and then T-O-O.
Oh. T-O-O?
Like the word two.
Oh, like also. I see. Like the year 20... Think about that one.
Yeah, clearly, it's fine.
We're recording earlier than usual, and I'm a night person, so this is going to be a bit of a struggle for me today.
Well, the point is, Happy New Year, y'all. Thanks for coming back for another year of Legally Judgy.
We're very excited to continue season two into the new year.
Yeah. What you got for us?
We have some reminders for folks, because we have to remind you guys. Patreon. Go check it out, people. We have a bunch of extras for you. We have our uncut episodes. Don't you miss our personal intros? Don't you want to know what's going on with Nicole and I? I sure do. We have some community hub content, meaning we got some extra footage. We got behind the scenes stuff. We have extra polls. We have more Q&As. And then we even have some mini-sodes, which are very entertaining legal issues, not even in pop culture and life. Don't you want to know what's going on
just
in Florida?
Just idiots who sue Florida. Other idiots.
It's 90% Florida. Sorry to all the Floridians out there. And we got to shout out our new patron, Dree S. Thank you for joining the LJ patron family.
Woo.
You the best, girl.
Pew, pew, pew.
XOXO, gossip girl.
Okay.
Do we got anything else?
I think that's it for the reminders? Those are our reminders. Good bulletin board.
Great.
You'd be a great bulletin board reader in church.
That's all in church. Oh, that was specific.
Black churches have a bulletin board reader. You should.
They do?
Yes.
And what? You read it before church starts?
Yeah, before the pastor gets up, you have somebody who comes up and says all the announcements.
You and Marge are looking at me like I'm real dumb.
It's like a staple in the black
church. This may shock you both. I've never been to a black church. We should go.
We got to do better.
Maybe I can apply to one. I'd love that job. It sounds exciting.
It's really cool. I always liked A, the billboard person, and B, the person who comes up and is like, if you drive a silver Toyota and your license plate is XYZ, you need to move.
You have someone like that at a church?
Yes. Because somebody would always park in like the wrong spot. I don't know.
How big are these churches?
Big.
Big. Oh, okay.
Large.
Okay.
Large churches.
Can we... This is... We are starting off strong right now. So we got a lot to do. I'm going to go to a black church and I'm going to apply to be a bulletin reader.
Yeah.
And now we should get into our personal intros.
This is a preview, right?
This is a preview of what you get.
What you miss if you're not on Patreon.
Yeah, don't you want some ramblings from us? I mean, it's pure comedy gold.
Because now we have to cut you off and let the real patrons hear about what's been going on with us besides Black Church.
Bye-bye. We got Tristan Thompson, who is a basketball player, I hear.
Degenerate.
That's the one with the ball in the net. I looked it up. And he's pretty good, right? But he's made really famous because...
Is he really good? I think that's probably an overreach.
Pretty .. good.
He's
good
decent.
Enough. Like, he's in the NBA.
Fair. That's fine.
Like, even a bench warmer in the NBA, right? You're going to be like...
You've got some talent.
You
got
to be good. And I mean, I would take that spot.
Because there's, what, 12 people on a basketball team?
I literally have 0% idea. But five people,
like,
play at a time.
People play? Oh.
That's all I know.
It's not six?
I don't... Marge is saying no.
My husband would be so upset about this.
I think it's five.
Okay, it's fine. There's a small number of people is all I'm trying to say on the basketball team. Whereas opposed to, like, football, right? Like, football has, like, 100. Which
okay.
is probably
give or take tens.
Let's move on. It's fine.
200 people on a football
75
field.
75 or something. It's a lot. 12 players. Got it. Cool. I was in there. I was close.
Sorry, my dog is going crazy. Okay. All right. We derailed. Okay. So
sorry,
Tristan
guys.
Thompson is in the NBA.
Yes. Yes.
But he was made famous because of Khloe Kardashian. He starts dating her. And all the drums that comes out of it. And this boy does not know how to fly under the radar with his messiness, I think is the issue. Because I don't think anything he's done, he has multiple baby mamas, right? And they're just, it's all messy. Is he the only one who's been doing this stuff? No, but I think being with a Kardashian, more limelight, more attention, and his shit is just going to be more on blast.
It's also like the continuous gaslighting, right? Like, he's always like, I didn't do it. This bitch is lying, blah, 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 blah. And then it's like, but was she? Because
right.
The receipts are saying otherwise.
So many receipts.
But let's get into it.
We got a lot to cover.
So Tristan, like you said, he's an NBA player. He played for the Cleveland Cavaliers and the Boston Celtics and is now with the Sacramento Kings.
Okay.
Fun fact for sports folk, he was the highest drafted Canadian-born player when he first got into the league around 2011, but that's no longer the case. So, listen, we're not going to give more personal background on Tristan because, you know, we're not sports people, as you can tell.
We're just not interested.
Who's on the team. We're going to be honest. We don't care. So let's just dive into, like, the good stuff, right? Mm-hmm, mm-hmm, mm-hmm. So in December 2016, Tristan had a son, Prince, with his then-alleged ex-girlfriend, Jordan Craig. And we say ex because, and alleged, mm-hmm. because he said that he reportedly left her, but maybe cheated on her, depending on who you ask, mm-hmm. with Chloe, to be with Chloe K, right? While Jordan was still pregnant. But we'll get into that. But so for now, what you need to know is that Jordan and Tristan were not together when their son Prince was born, and that Jordan later took Tristan to court for child support payments, which we'll also kind of circle back to. But from what we know, it's reported that he was paying about $15,000 a month to help take care of Prince after he was first born, and that Tristan may have allegedly paid her $112,000 not to hook up with any other men after they broke up.
That seems crazy.
That's controlling. If why would you true. Care? If that's your ex-girlfriend and you're now onto Khloe Kardashian.
Yeah, that's weird.
Why do you give a fuck who this lady's sleeping with?
Which this is a good note to pause, right? Because this is when it just, them getting together was already muddled in this drama. Because who's not going to feel sympathetic for a woman who's giving birth to a child and you see him, mm-hmm. the baby daddy, with another woman? Mm-hmm. That sounds really messed up. And then to your point, if this is true, what does he care?
Yeah. So, around August in 2016, Tristan starts dating Khloe Kardashian. Now, here's a little note. As we had just said, right, mm-hmm. Tristan's son mm-hmm. was born in December of 2016.
Make it make sense.
The math is not mathing.
Right.
So as we've talked about, there's an overlap.
Okay.
So note, right, that Tristan starts dating Khloe just 4 months before his son with Jordan is born.
Okay.
Again, he and Khloe say that Tristan and Jordan were allegedly already broken up, but there's been rumors for a long time that he basically started hanging out with Khloe while Tristan was still with Jordan, which I think means the writing was on the wall, right? Mm-hmm. If you're already having to discuss timelines and possible cheating allegations,
it's not looking the best.
It's not a good omen.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
So Khloe later says that Tristan told her that he was single explicitly mm-hmm. and that he even had Khloe speak with his lawyers, best friends, business associates, and mom, who all confirmed that he was indeed a single man.
That's weird. That's weird. Why would you have to do all that?
Trying to talk to your payroll to make sure that you're fucking single, a red flag.
Yeah, right? Like, I would have talked to the guy that manages the lobby of the hotel that you frequent, and, like, he doesn't take any girls up there, right?
Very weird.
It's very weird. That's multiple red flags on red flags.
All of the red flags.
Also, for people that have not heard about this story, which, again, I'd be very surprised if you haven't heard something, this is a recurring pattern of his. Mm-hmm. Deny, deny, deny. You and I were just kind of talking about it before we started recording, right? And obviously now, too. It's like, that's what's most frustrating about him. Just admit it. We have all the receipts.
Yep.
But according to Khloe, I'm going to jump in here. They were set up on a blind date by another basketball player who's a purported friend of Khloe and her best friend, Malika. I say that because, like, how good of a friend is this person that you thought, let me set you up with Tristan? Like, do you think this friend was naive to the way that Tristan really treats women? Or, like,
Well, at that point, right, we'll like keep kind of unfolding this, but at that point, nobody really knew who he was, so maybe they didn't know, like, what he, you know, what kind of dirt he does behind the scenes.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Yeah, maybe friends don't talk about that.
Yeah.
And some more tea, hot goss, if you will. It later comes out that he briefly dated a good friend of the Kardashians, Larsa Pippen, who's the ex-wife of NBA superstar Scottie Pippen, days before meeting Khloe. So he's just...
They're just a messy family. Messy to me that, like, you're dating somebody that your friend just dated, Khloe.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. I see your point.
It cuts both ways. Tristan, messy, duh. What else is new? But I mean, also Khloe, like, you're dating your friends.
I wonder, like, I'm always, okay, we say purported, we say reported, we say alleged, because we don't know for sure, but I wouldn't be surprised if this was true. Mm-hmm. Maybe Larsa was like, it was so casual, it was nothing. Mm-hmm. Go for it, girl. Have fun.
Yeah.
Or she was like, yeah, it's not working. It was a couple dates. Go for it. Not my guy.
Who knows?
So April 2018, after a few years together and a lot of what my good friend Nicole would call
tacky
Instagram pictures, Khloe has their daughter True. By the way, quick side note, I want to say that I didn't think that their IG pictures were too tacky. I think that Khloe really was so excited for that relationship. Bless her heart. But I understand what you're saying.
It gave me very pick me. Vibes. It was very much so like me and my one true love. Like, and it was just like the, it was like they were standing next to a bathroom and they're standing next to a pole. And I'm like, they're not even like cute pictures. You know what I mean? Like, you just want to say that you've got a man for the first time in a long time.
Poor girl, though. I feel like that's what she, well, obviously we're watching reality show, right? She just seems to crave it. Like, she really wants that relationship. She really wants this family. And I just, I think I just feel bad for her. Anyways, we'll come back to this.
Yeah.
Go ahead.
So, you know, it was, it's like a sidebar. It was kind of sweet, right, that she got preggo and documented it after years of reportedly having difficulty conceiving. So I was actually happy for her when she announced she was pregnant with True. Mm-hmm. But it kind of, you know, all goes wrong because during her third trimester, she finds out that Tristan was cheating on her after videos circulate on the internet of him kissing a girl at a club in New York City and then separately kissing two other women at a hookah lounge in DC, mm-hmm. which happened back in like the fall of 2017. Mm-hmm. So again, like, the writing's kind of on the wall that, like, you're at home pregnant, living in Cleveland, trying to support his career.
Right.
And he's traveling the country, hooking up with other women. And that's right. just what was on video, right?
Yes. I was going to say that. I was like, that's what we know of.
Yes.
How much was going on that we do not know of?
Yeah.
And like we kind of said, this obviously happened to Jordan, his ex-girlfriend, right? Mm. Pregnant. He's with another woman.
Mm-hmm.
Not great.
Mm-hmm.
May 2018, Chloe confirms her decision to stay with Tristan because there was obviously a lot of speculation whether or not she was going to stay. Replying to a concerned fan on Twitter, she said, in quotes, "You have no knowledge of what goes on in our household or the enormous rebuilding this takes to even coexist. I'm proud of my strength. I appreciate your opinion, and I hope you hold that same opinion to everyone else who has stayed in situations," end quote. So she's obviously trying to make it work. I'm sure, too, for her, she's like, we have this daughter together. Let's just stay together. It's the best thing.
Yeah. A
couple months later, though, September 2018, rumors swirl. He was up to no good again, with some people claiming they saw him flirting with a woman and even having his hand on her butt. But neither Chloe or Tristan addressed these rumors. And by the way, everybody, we're not going to talk about all the times that it's been reported he's been with other women. We're just going to give you some highlights here.
Yeah. Yep.
November 2018, so sad, but she has to relive all of this during the new season of Keeping Up with the Kardashians. A lot of awkward moments with her family and in the delivery room itself. In one confessional, she called him a piece of shit.
Not incorrect.
Yes. And then while it was airing, she was basically live tweeting some stuff. And at one point she says, in quotes, "I was definitely and completely in shock. I can't believe I had to deal with this disgusting crap still in the hospital room, exclamation mark," end quote. So I feel like she just has like a lot of mixed emotions. And obviously she's, this would be hard for anybody who was not famous, but to have it broadcast to the world.
The world, yeah.
That's so embarrassing. Yeah. Yeah. So embarrassing. I'm sure that's what she was feeling too. It's like,
sure.
I thought I had my happy ending, right? Mm-hmm. Obviously didn't work out with Lamar. That played out mm-hmm. on television. Now, and she always wanted a kid, like you said.
And French Montana.
And French
Montana. French.
Brief moment. Yeah, a little more brief than Lamar, but yeah. Shout out Montana. And then she has this. I'm just like, wow, this girl can't catch a break in the dating department.
Well, the breaks continue to not come. So in early 2019, Tristan and Chloe split after it comes out that Tristan kissed Jordan Woods at a party. Mm. As a reminder, if you didn't know, Jordan is, at that point, she was the BFF of Kylie Jenner, who is now an ex-BFF.
Yeah.
And so basically rumors started to swirl online, and allegedly the Kardashian family kind of called around to other people who were at that party to see if the rumor was true.
I could see that.
And multiple people were like, yeah, you know, I saw something happening, or I saw something that was like maybe not what you would expect out of, you know, Tristan and Jordan to have occurred.
Mm-hmm.
And so after this, you know, Jordan reportedly speaks with Kylie and admitted that they had kissed, but that it was Tristan who initiated the entire thing.
Mm-hmm.
But because Jordan was living with Kylie, she basically immediately moves out and goes back to her family's home and kind of like hides out for a little bit, I think, because the internet really like blasted her after this entire incident, which I always thought was really unfair because A, it takes two to tango, right?
Right.
Like, Jordan, yes, of course, you should not have it been involved in that situation.
Right.
But I do think that, like, again, it was two people. Like, why is everybody attacking Jordan when Tristan was the one who, even if he didn't initiate it, he still kissed her, right?
Right.
And that's Chloe's boyfriend, man, whatever, fiance, whatever the fuck he was.
Right.
Like,
right.
Give equal heat to both of them.
Right. No, it's true. It was sad. I do have to say that if I was Jordan, I'd be like, girl, you're living with Kylie. You're living a good life. Don't blow that opportunity for a kiss.
Honestly, her life is way better now. Now she's with Carl something. Mm-hmm. Carl Towns.
Carl Towns, you got it.
And she seems to be living a great life. He just got her a new Porsche and a Louis Vuitton jacket for Christmas.
The girl's a survivor. Let me tell you. She looks great too. No, it's probably better.
She hit like the ultimate glow up since she left Kylie's like fucking good for her. Circus.
Okay, it was just a joke. Sorry. No, I agree with you though. And she obviously had to do an interview and she's like defending herself. It was very awkward. But to your point, she's over it. Good, moved on. Around the same time though, we got to talk about the fact that it also came out he was flirting with several girls in a bar in LA. So with all this being said, Tristy and Clo split once again. Yep. If this is an on again, off again like story, I don't know what is.
Very tumultuous. It's giving me soap opera vibes.
It really, truly, you can't make this stuff up.
Yeah.
And we got to take a quick break away from Tristy and Clo to talk about what Jordan Craig, there's a lot of Jordans here, but this is the ex-girlfriend of Tristan, was up to during this time. Because remember, she's Tristy's first baby mama. So while Tristan and Chloe are doing their thing of the ups and the downs, we have his ex-girlfriend Jordan fighting in court, basically asking for more money for their son, Prince. Mm-hmm. And before we get into all that, we got to talk briefly about child support.
Yep.
I feel like we need a little quick primer. And we're going to talk about it in California, where the courts have jurisdiction, mm-hmm. because that's where they live. But basically, child support is factored based on the net disposable income of the parents. And this is unique to California, the amount of time each parent acts as the primary caregiver. So there is literally a formula that California uses that it looks like an algebra equation. It really does. To determine the level of child support owed. Mm-hmm. And we're not going to get into the formula. I'm like, whoa, algebra was not my thing. But in general, the large
question. Yes. What color was your math folder in elementary school?
Red.
Duh. Go.
Fire.
Perfect. Go. Just had to make sure we're actually meant to be friends.
Was yours red?
Yes. That reminded me of algebra, scarring.
It was.
There's a debate, though, online right now about colors of math folders.
Really?
Yeah. But anyways, there's an algebra equation in California.
Yes, there's, and it's red. but just know that in general, the larger the income gap between the two parents and the less time the higher earning parent is responsible for the kids, aka mm-hmm. they're not the primary not in primary physical custody, the more child support that parent owes. Mm-hmm. Right. So you could imagine if we apply it here, the fact that Tristan does make more than Jordan mm-hmm. and he is spending less time with Prince means California is going to say, Tristy, you owe more money.
Because I actually don't even know. I'm trying to think. I don't know what her job was or that she had one. I think she was kind of like an influencer.
Yeah, exactly.
So you would just assume, right, the gap in income has to be massive mm-hmm. with her versus obviously an NBA basketball player who's been in the league at that point for 5 years.
Right. And as you said earlier, what's been reported is that up to, you know, that point, I guess, this ongoing lawsuit, right? We've talked about this in divorce hearings, in child custody or mm-hmm. child support payments. These types of things are usually ongoing, but it sounds like up to this point, which we're going to talk about, she got a change, but she was getting $15,000 a month, which a lot of people are going to go, that sounds like a lot of money. What's wrong with you?
Yeah.
But compared to what he's making mm-hmm. and what we're going to talk about is what's his lifestyle in general outside of them? Mm-hmm. It actually could be pretty low.
Yeah.
So she says that Prince is entitled to the same lifestyle as Tristan and True, his daughter with Chloe. And she brings all these receipts to show that he spent way more, not just on True, but actually the Kardashians themselves, while ignoring his son. So a couple highlights for you guys. He has like this ledger of expenses that was examined essentially for this court process. He spent $43,000 on a gift for Chloe, $15,000 to Kendall Jenner Inc. regarding some vacation they took together, and $8,000 for a birthday gift for Kim K.
Ridiculous.
So obviously this is just highlights, but there's more money mm-hmm. that he's spending on with the Kardashians. I imagine too, the Kardashians are not humble people. They're not frugal people. So he's probably literally trying to keep up with the Kardashians himself
yeah.
and is spending a lot. So and then she also goes on to say that Tristan only saw Prince 9 times between when he was born December 2016 and November 2018. So that's almost 2 years. Mm-hmm. And again, like we said, California factors in how often that other parent is spending time with that child mm-hmm. to say how much that parent should owe. So in June 2019, Tristan was ordered to pay $40,000 a month in child support until Prince turns 18, and $200,000 in back payments, essentially retroactive payments that he should have been paying up to that point.
Yep.
He has to save $1,250 a month for Prince, and also has to pay $2,000 for a private tutor. And if he goes to a private school, Tristan will have to pay all of those tuition costs. He also agreed to pay $10,000 to Jordan to cover medical bills from her pregnancy. So California is like,
good for her.
F you, Tristan.
Yeah, I mean, good pay for her, up. Though. I mean, she's been raising that kid alone, right? And kids are expensive,
presumably,
as we know.
Yeah.
So, and look, to your point, right? You look, you deserve, you're supposed to live the same life as your parents, in yeah. essence. So, yeah. Well done, Jordan.
And I'm sure it was hard for her. What came to mind, too, is like, you're seeing him with this family online, and True's born, and it's always True in them. And I'm sure there's a part of her who's like, that sucks. Like, look at True versus Prince. And
let's also be real, though. A big part of the life that True is living is the Kardashians.
I was just going to say that. I was like, the other
thing is, her private jet lifestyle is not Tristan fucking Thompson.
Correct. So when I saw that she said he should be living the same life as True, I was like, well, the thing is, you may be a great person, but you don't have the money from the Kardashians, too. Mm-hmm. And obviously, the court is not going to look at what the Kardashians spend, right?
For sure.
But yes, very good point to bring up.
Well, so back to Khloé and Tristy, just briefly, right? Because there's even more legal dramas we need to get into today. At the end of 2019/beginning of 2020, it's kind of unclear. Rumors start to swirl that Tristan and Khloé are back together. They never publicly announce it, instead saying that they were just co-parenting. But by March 2020, around Tristan's birthday, it seemed that they were more than just co-parenting, after she posted a very sentimental post for him on Instagram saying, "The ones that are meant to be are the ones who go through everything that is designed to tear them apart, and they come out even stronger than they were before. Thank you for showing me everything you said you would. For the father you are, for the best friend I have in you. I'm thankful that I can do absolutely nothing with you, and it feels like everything." Aww. Girl, you're trying to convince yourself that that relationship is strong. If you have to say all of that in an Instagram caption, you're trying to convince yourself and the world. Put it in a birthday card, my dude. Like, nobody needs this.
It's so this social media age to be like, I love you so much. And they're probably at dinner, and when the camera's not rolling, they just like go back to being on their own phones.
Yeah, well, okay. Well, so we'll get back to this. So together or not, they basically end up riding out the pandemic together. And in April, there were even rumors they were engaged after he gives her the world's most hideous ring ever.
Not a fan, huh?
Disgusting. Not go look fan. It up. It's
I remember that vividly because I think we talked about it. It was like her nails. She was like, new nail color, but the giant ring. I'm like, girl, just call out the fact that you're wearing a giant diamond ring on your left hand.
Again, it's all very pick me. Yeah. Like, I just need attention.
Yep.
So in August 2020, Scott the Lord Disick leaves a comment on her Instagram, basically confirming their relationship when he says, "Tristan is one lucky man." And then they were kind of later seen, you know, packing on the PDA. Mm-hmm. Brief interlude. In 2020, he actually filed a libel lawsuit against a woman, Kimberly Alexander, who claimed that he was the father of her 4-year-old son. He says she was desperate to get fame, that the claim was completely fabricated. He even voluntarily took a paternity test in January, which proved that he wasn't the father. The lady allegedly kind of refused to accept the results and says that they're manipulated, and kind of continues to talk shit about Tristan. Mm. So, like, I think this suit is still pending. We haven't seen any results from it, but that's just another legal issue that he's had along the way with ladies. And so in June 2021... Khloé and Tristan split again after rumors come out that he's cheating. Shocking.
Again.
Shocking.
Again.
Specifically, there were actually rumors that he went into a bedroom with 3 women at a party in Bel Air. But at some point after this, they kind of start to go to events together, and people thought they're getting back together again, and it was never confirmed. Mm-hmm. All of this is just primer for what is happening now.
So much background on this.
It's a lot.
But we need to. We needed to dive into all this.
I think the moral of the story, right, is that, like, A, there is a lot of writing on the wall for Tristan being a cheetah.
Yep.
Tristan has multiple children.
Yep.
And Tristan lies.
Yes.
I think
correct.
That's what we've got. And that correct. Him and Khloé are, like, just on and off every fucking week.
Correct.
Okay.
Okay. So that takes us to the present time. Present enough anyway,
do it,
girl.
Let's do it.
December 2021. Poor Khloé. Because reports come out that another woman, Marley? What do you think? How do we say that? Marley?
I don't know.
Girl, I'm sorry ahead of time. We all know that's not my strong suit. We said Dachshund for a dog. I've now learned it's Dachshund. Apologies ahead of time.
Also got a lot of messages about that.
Shout out to the Lisa Vanderpump episode on that one. So Marley Nichols, I'm probably just going to call her Nichols, out of respect, who was said to be a personal trainer slash fitness model. I think she was initially a personal trainer, but then she got, it sounds like she doesn't want to be known as a personal trainer anymore. So out of respect to her, fitness model, had filed a paternity lawsuit against Tristan in Los Angeles, where she lives and ends up giving birth to their son, spoiler alert, in December 1st, 2021. And we're going to, this is all very important to remember that she files in Los Angeles. But before we get into all the hot goss, let's break down what a paternity suit is. So paternity suits are basically lawsuits to determine the identity of the father of a child. And usually it's one born outside of marriage. If parents are married, there's a presumption that the married couple are the parents, which of course we know is not necessarily
not true,
but that's what the law says, right? And a paternity suit may be brought either by the mother seeking child support or by the father himself if the mother is denying his paternity. Of course, I'm thinking it's probably more likely it's the former, the mom trying to get child support, but FYI. And these suits are usually resolved by genetic testing. So establishing parentage is necessary before custody, visitation, or child support will be ordered by a court. And in California, once parentage is established, that parent will be responsible for requesting custody, visitation, paying child support, and will have to pay half of the uninsured health care costs for the children or the child and half of the child care costs. So very important for her to establish that, yes, Tristan is the father in the California court system, so she can get all the benefits of him being the father financially. And in her filing, obviously, this should be clear now, she asks for child support and pregnancy-related fees, including diapers, formula, I think Lamaze was in there even, a doula, right? Just everything related to the child.
Yeah.
And it's worth noting, by the way, that she actually filed this in June 2021, but the reports don't start coming out until December. So this basically aligns with when Chloe and Tristan break up. As a reminder, right? This last breakup happened June 2021. She files this lawsuit June 2021.
I also love that, like, back then, Chloe kind of, she tried to hide it, basically, and acted like they grew apart. But of course, like, the receipts will always come out. And we now see that, like, this shit probably got filed. He found out, had to tell you.
Right.
And that's why you guys went your separate ways, which is fine.
I agree. Like, why is she going to want to talk about this again? Oh, actually, it's because yet another woman has come out. Right.
Well, so as a note, we couldn't find the actual filing in the Los Angeles courts. There's reportedly a protective order in place to seal the documents, given, of course, the sensitive personal information here, right? Like, there's a child, there's a woman who, you know, had pregnancy-related things. I'm sure she doesn't need the world to know, but just a note that we didn't actually see, you know, the documents themselves. However, some of the information and allegations from the filing have since come out. So one, a little bit of a history on their actual relationship. So according to Marley, Tristan and she met in 2020 at a party that he held at his home in Encino, California, and claimed that they were hanging out and having sex basically from the end of 2020 through April of 2021. So that's approximately like a 5-month affair, maybe a little bit longer depending on when it precisely it started. And we have to note here that because it'll be relevant later, she says that they'd meet up in different places and states, including California, Texas, Massachusetts, etc. And so she says that she conceived the child with him around April of 2021. The math is a little bit odd, right? Because we said that she delivered the child in December of this year, but she later kind of clarifies that she was actually induced for an early delivery because of some complications. And we're only noting this because it's relevant to Tristan's court filings. And, you know, preview, he's basically just not in agreement with some of, like, the timing, which is going to play into the implications of where these kind of legal issues get worked out.
Yeah, he's denying he's the father at this point.
Yes. And so she said that he told her that he was single at this and only basically co-parenting with Chloe at the time. But obviously she now knows that he and Chloe were still together. And so the second allegation or, you know, piece of relevant information that comes out of this filing is that she's included basically several screenshots of messages between them to prove that they had an ongoing relationship and is likely the father of her baby. And so some of the messages reportedly say that he had offered her $75,000 to get an abortion, saying that he's retiring, so he'll basically only get a few hundred dollars per month once he's unemployed.
In quotes.
Allegedly. I don't really, who knows? Because I mean, because he's still got like endorsements.
Exactly.
And other things,
that's what I thought. Fine, whatever. I was like, you're still making money.
You're still going to make money. You're not going to be poor after you retire. But
not
okay,
getting
Tristan.
Like a pension plan of like $500 a month, buddy. No way.
He also allegedly said that having the baby was not going to make her money or make her famous, if that was her motivation for keeping it. Mm-hmm. And he also allegedly said that he wouldn't be able to pay child support for her and her kid, and that he'd have zero involvement in raising it. So quite mm-hmm. the stand-up guy.
It's actually a really insulting screenshot if you read the whole thing. Obviously, we summarized this, but if this is really him, fucking
they were
dick.
Dickhead messages.
He basically was like, why don't you get it in your head? I'm not going to be involved. Yeah. I don't care.
Yeah.
Like, have the abortion. It's better for me. Like, really vicious stuff. Yeah. I mean, insensitive.
I also like her, that he like tried to pay her a premium, right, for the abortion, because he offered her $75,000. Right. Like, I don't think that's what it costs medically. So right. he was basically adding like an additional incentive by adding some extra cash in. So like,
very arrogant and like, this is the most money you'll ever get from me, so take it. It's a good, it's the best deal you're ever going to get, honey, was the reaction.
Yep.
So back in July 2021, just 1 month after Marilee files in California, and unbeknownst to the world at the time, because remember, this doesn't come out until December, so last month, Tristan filed a parallel paternity suit against her in Texas. So why Texas? Of course, people, what have we taught you so far? Laws are different in each state, and some states, depending on your legal issue, are going to be more beneficial to you. So the laws would likely be more favorable to him than in California, i.e. the potential to pay less child support. We're not going to get into all of Texas child support laws, you know, we're California lawyers, but generally Texas calculates child support as a percentage of the what they call non-custodial parent's income, aka the parent with the least amount of time with a child.
So Tristan here.
So Tristan. And the number of kids. So it's literally their formula. Like I told you, remember California has this very complicated formula that looks like an algebra equation. Texas is, for one child, you pay 20% of your income. There are some circumstances that could change it. And also keep in mind, just in general, the way that California and Texas will define income is a little bit different, right? California, essentially, if you are the parent seeking child support, very favorable. California is like, we got your back. Texas, depending on who you ask,
Less so great.
Yeah, it's very patriarchal, I'll say that. And remember, in California, which is not the case in Texas, a big factor is how much time is spent with the child, which is not, again, the case in Texas. So Marilee would stand to have probably, because this, you'll see, it wasn't fully litigated in Texas, but more money from Tristan if she was awarded these child support payments in California. But as we've also talked about in past episodes, in order to bring a claim in a certain state, the issue has to have some, it has to touch that state somehow, right? Yep. So if he's going to bring it in Texas, Texas has to be relevant in some way to the issue at hand.
Yep.
So let's dive in. Like, what's going on here?
So in his initial suit in Texas, like you mentioned, Tristan admits to meeting up with Marilee and having sex with her, obviously, but says that it was only on March 13th in Houston, so in Texas, on his birthday. And he said this was the only time that he could have gotten her pregnant. So as a reminder to tie back what we said before, right, she said that she got pregnant in April in California. Mm-hmm. He's saying that it's in March in Texas. Mm-hmm. And, you know, this is messy, right, because Chloe obviously posted on his her Instagram, as well as, like, the rest of her family members about his birthday and saying that they had, like, reconciled after their 2019 split. So, like, all of the timing is starting to get, like, very foggy.
Right.
But in his filing, he also says that she's a Texas resident. Mm-hmm. So that gives her one more tie to the state of Texas. Mm-hmm. Whereas he is a resident in Massachusetts and not California. Mm-hmm. Also, like,
you spent so much time in California, too.
You're literally always in California, but okay. You're, like, never in Massachusetts anymore now that you're playing for the Kings, but fine.
Right, exactly.
So, long story short, he's saying between conceiving in Texas and her being a resident there, Texas is the appropriate venue.
Mm-hmm.
And so, reminder, at this point, Marilee had relocated to California, and the reports kind of vary here. Some say she'd been a resident since 2019, while others say that she had basically moved to California just before filing the lawsuit.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, it's also worth noting he actually didn't ask for any visitation with the child in his filing in Texas, but simply asked for a paternity test once the kid is born.
Mm-hmm.
And so when he filed this, the judge reportedly also orally granted a confidentiality order, basically saying that, like, neither one of them should be talking about this, and that the documents that he filed in Texas were also to remain confidential.
Right, right. More to come.
Yes.
Okay, here, you want a break?
No, go.
You got it? Early December. So this is all kind of happening around the same time, at least that we know of. So early December 2021, in Texas, he files additional documentation asking for an emergency gag order to prevent Marley from speaking publicly about the lawsuit. So as Nicole just broke down, he basically wants to conceal all this stuff from getting out into the public sphere. He said that she was just trying to achieve notoriety for herself with the lawsuit, very similar to things he said in the past to other women. He accuses her of violating the judge's oral order that Nicole just mentioned. And also, he reported that he suffered from, in quotes, extreme distress. So he wants Marley to post
he's so full of shit.
a $30,000 bond to deter her from violating the order and asks that she pay his fees to file this request. And a bond in this instance is basically money she would have to put up. And in this case, he wants $30,000 for her to put up to ensure fulfillment of a court-appointed task. So essentially what he's saying is, Marley, I don't trust you. I need you to put $30,000 in the court's funds. Mm-hmm. And if you violate this gag order, they get to keep that $30,000. Mm-hmm. That gets taken away from you. Mm-hmm. Dumb. Doesn't happen. Days later, Tristan was granted a request to seal the court filings related to the lawsuit. So basically, sealing is what it sounds like, made private, right? So he gets at least that.
Tristan.
Los Angeles.
So let's bounce back over to Los Angeles. We are all over.
Just like
the
Tristan.
United States. Just like Tristan. Oh, wow, yes. Just bouncing. Just bouncing from court to court while he bounces from woman to woman.
Yeah, exactly.
So in Los Angeles, Tristan simultaneously files a declaration to support quashing the suit in California.
I love that word.
AKA, he's basically asking the court to dismiss the California lawsuit and to move it to Texas. Again, because he says this is the appropriate venue. Mm-hmm. So basically, in this document, Tristan's saying similar things, right? He's saying that he doesn't live in California. He only stays there to see his kids. And so all of that, you know, being said, California is the inappropriate venue for this case to be heard. Reminder, he plays for the Sacramento Kings.
Sacramento's in California.
In California. Yeah. But he says that he'll basically be a free agent after the season's over, so he won't necessarily be just moving bouncing and living there.
Always bouncing.
Okay. He also says that they never met up in California and that she told him that she lived in Texas and had no intention of moving to California.
Why would you have that conversation if it's really just sexing?
Hello.
She's like, while they're meeting up, by the way, I do live in Texas, but I have no I have no intention of moving to California.
Since you're in bed with me, I might as well just tell you.
And let's continue our activities. Yeah.
So he then goes on to critique how her legal team served him. Basically, what he says is that it happened in the driveway at his house as he's leaving with True and Prince, his other two kids, mm-hmm. and that the children were very startled and maybe a little bit scarred from this whole process, and basically says that instead her team could have reached out to him the normal way, because I'm sure he would have been super responsive to an email alleging his, you know, paternity of the child.
Dodging.
Okay. So he also says that since she didn't recall specific dates in 2021 when they had sex, he's not sure that the claims about him being the father are true, which is like, how are you asking for a paternity suit in one state saying that you remembered you had sex with her in March, but mm-hmm. are now you're saying you don't know if you had sex this year and you're not sure if
specific
you're the dad.
Dates. Yeah.
Okay. We're
a little inconsistent, huh?
Literally a mess.
Not approving the lawyering here.
But then he also goes on to say that he only had sex with her one time in March, again in Texas, after he went to the party together for his birthday.
Right.
So listen, it's not just Tristan who's messy here. Clearly there's like some not great lawyering happening.
I think they're trying to do their best with the messiness that is Tristan.
But I feel like just to put together one, you know, cohesive story. Like, you can't say that they didn't have sex in 2021 and then go on to say that it happened in Houston.
In 2021. Okay, so if it's not apparent, everybody, why Tristan is saying this is he wants to get it in Texas. So he's like, the only time we ever had sex was in Texas. And she's like, bro, we dated for 5 months. We were fucking state hopping. We had sex in multiple places. And he wants to say, well, do you remember the exact date that we had sex in California, in quotes? Mm-hmm. And she's going to be like, no, I don't remember the exact date. Why would I remember the exact date?
Right. And again, anyway, this is all because, to just reestablish the point, he wants to pay less money.
Yes.
Texas is more favorable to him for the paternity suit. As we've mentioned before, you know, plaintiffs always try to find the best place to bring their case.
Right.
And this is really just Tristan's strategy here.
Yep. So now that we got that out of the way, let's hop back over to Texas. Good thing California and Texas aren't too far away. So we're going to bounce just like Tristan on over.
Private jet.
Yep. So December 15th, Marley and Tristan give live testimony at a virtual hearing. 2 days later, on the 17th, Tristan's paternity suit in Texas is dismissed by the judge. Woot woot. I'm not biased or anything. Allegedly, the court told him that their relationship spanned multiple states and that given the residence of Tristan, Marley, and the baby, a suit in Texas would not be appropriate. Mm-hmm. Shocking.
Which I agree with.
And likely because this case was dismissed, of course, Tristan had to actually go back and deal with the LA case that he just basically tried to move, mm-hmm. right? In recent legal documents filed in Los Angeles, Tristan confirmed that he did have sex with Marley multiple times.
So the story unfolds even more.
It's weird. He must have hit his head, and it just remembered.
Was it the same concussion that you had with the Peloton?
Okay. Yeah. And if anyone listening doesn't know what we're talking about, go to our Patreon, sign up for our Patreon, and you'll listen to our uncut episode, and that joke will be so funny. Then come back. So anyways, he finally admits they had sex multiple times and that the two were in contact for a few months. He admits December 2020 to March 2021, but only for sex, he says. And it was just for sex. Well, cancel the child support. That's all it was? Just sex? Anyways, he goes on to say they only saw each other sporadically and that she was involved with other athletes. So she understood that they would only see each other rarely for consensual sex. He was... good to put that in there, right? Consensual, even though that had not been an issue from what I could tell, whether that was or not. Mm-hmm. He says they only communicated via Snapchat, which he claims was for privacy. Big what? LOL.
What?
And for anybody who does not understand Snapchat, essentially, it's the best way for cheaters to communicate because essentially your messages automatically delete. And so anyways,
because Snapchat messages have never come out before.
Never. They're foolproof, man.
Tristan's an idiot.
And that he goes on to say they never did anything traditional. They didn't go on dates. They didn't go to the movies. They didn't travel together. He literally says this in his court filing because this one is public. He literally says we did not go to the movies together. Which I find
so also
hilarious.
Then naturally you should not be responsible for the child that you created. Like, what does that have to do with anything?
Wait. I have a fun fact, and this is my favorite fun fact. Do. I'm so excited. His Snapchat name is BlackJesus00, for anyone wondering. So
he is an abomination to the church.
And Black Jesus is spelled
BLK.
That
would be on at the bulletin board at my church. It would say, nobody fuck with Tristan Thompson. He is not Black Jesus.
AKA BlackJesus00.
Bye.
That being said, he does dispute the messages that she included in her court documents, which we kind of alluded to earlier. There's a lot of mixing and matching here because of the multiple courts. But he says that the messages have been fabricated. And he pointed to the fact that some of the Snapchats were from a different username, not from Black Jesus, but from TT, capital TT, Tristan Thompson, but not Black Jesus. But as to there, she also included text messages that had similar things, like what you were saying, where he's like, I'm not mm-hmm. going to be involved in the child's life, da da da. He goes on to say in court that is his phone number, but he didn't send them.
I'm so exhausted.
So, and my only thing I have to ask is, Kris Jenner, what did you do?
My question, okay, I have one question to ask. Can we swap him and Sidney Poitier, who just died? Like, I don't think we need Tristan on the earth
just
anymore.
Just give Sidney some more
you
years.
You remember sending your text messages, Black Jesus?
No.
Okay.
It was the elf that tells him to do bad things. And in his filing, this is the last of it, and we're going to switch it off to you. He also requested a paternity test for the child, but he did not deny the paternity. So, right, he really was dodging the California courts. So that's going to sound weird to people, but he was trying to get paternity in Texas, mm-hmm. right? Because then Texas would rule. But he basically now his last resort is it was one time, but also prove that that's my child.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
So after he finally, right, responds to the California case, like you said, Marley puts out a statement at the end of 2021. And so she gives some background disputing what he'd been saying, including, you know, kind of confirming that she's actually lived in California since 2019. She's not a personal trainer, but a fitness model, and goes on to say, in quotes, "Over the past couple of weeks, many inaccurate and false stories have been circulated about me. I have not at any point released, nor have I directed anyone else to release, any information regarding Tristan Thompson or any litigation involving him. I have never spoken to any media outlet, nor have I leaked any information to anyone at this time. I am providing this statement because I feel I must defend my character." And then she continues to say, "He told me he was single and co-parenting. I would never have gotten involved with Tristan if I thought he was in a relationship. Tristan told me he was not having a sexual relationship with anyone else. It was not casual sex, nor did we have any arrangement. Tristan and I communicated daily and talked on the phone. We would see each other several times a month." Mm-hmm. So I think this is her saying that, like, I wasn't just, like, some fuck buddy on the side. Like, yeah. We were texting. it was, you know, more than just meeting up for sex. So, like, stop smearing my name, basically.
Yeah, that's really insulting. And, you know, I was thinking about this and I was like, it's interesting that he's saying we didn't date, we didn't, because you could think, okay, maybe he's trying to prove to Chloe, like, I wasn't what she's saying it was. But I think the other thing, like we've talked about, is for him, he doesn't want to say that the relationship spanned at all beyond the March 13th mm-hmm. sex date, mm-hmm. allegedly, right? That was his whole shtick originally. And that's relevant, again, everybody, if we haven't hammered this home, because he wanted it to be in Texas. So if it's true that they went on dates or they called each other, she could say, well, we had regular phone calls. And yeah. I was in California when that happened. And or he flew me out, which she claims, to Boston, which is why Massachusetts is relevant. Mm-hmm. Allegedly, that's when the last time they had sex was in April in Massachusetts. Mm-hmm. So she's trying to establish there was a relationship that spanned outside of Texas.
Yep.
So keep it in California. That yep. is legally why. Anyway. So where are we now, Nick?
So last week on January 3rd, happy new year to everybody involved.
Mm-hmm.
The paternity test comes back positive. Startling.
No, I didn't see this coming.
Startling. Tristan speaks on obviously the most important platform that there is in the world, his Instagram stories.
Thank you, Black Jesus.
And he confirms that he is the father of her child and takes full responsibility for his actions and wants to amicably raise his son. He also apologized to Chloe for all of the heartache and humiliation. So sweet. Thank you for stopping by Instagram to share that with the world.
On a story, which is fleeting for, once again, a story
24 hours.
Disappears in 24 hours. I guess it's an improvement over Snapchat, which deletes instantly.
Oh, you're an idiot. So Marley's team comes out and says, there was never any doubt that Tristan Thompson was the father of Marley Nichols' baby. Tristan has made numerous false and defamatory statements and declarations about Marley over the past few months, and she is taking his contrite statement today in the context of all of those statements. Interesting that they say false and defamatory statements.
Mm-hmm.
Is the writing on the wall for mm-hmm. a defamation suit?
A little foreshadowing here. If I were her, I would go for it.
Oh, abso-fucking-lutely. I'm dragging your yeah. ass.
After what you did to me?
Through the mud and through every single court system possible.
Reputation is everything. Mm-hmm. And people are inclined to believe celebrities and a man who's, he's like you said at the beginning, he's gaslighting. If this, like, she has messages, all this stuff, he's belittling her, and she's going to be slut-shamed.
I was going to say, because ultimately, you know, right, that, like, the Kardashians have such a loyal following of just fans that mm-hmm. I'm sure people were really saying some really, really nasty things to this woman,
mm-hmm.
which probably had an, you know, an impact on a pregnant woman.
Yeah.
She was pregnant at that point, right? And
yeah.
so, like, there was definitely some emotional damages they could ask for. Like, you never know
right.
what the outcome of those things are. So I say, Marley, sue that man for defamation.
Yeah.
Get your coins, girl.
Exactly. Because you know what? He's still going to appear in the Kardashians' posts. He's going to be freaking fine.
He'll be okay. He'll yeah. be on the PJs.
He really will. The rest of the suit, you know, child support, visitation, everything will likely stay pretty private in the court since both parties seem to want it that way. But it'll probably take the next few months to sort out, you know. And in her defense, by the way, I hadn't seen many times where she was going and speaking to the media. So no direct quotes except for that one. So anyway, I'm inclined not to believe you, Tristan. Come on, Chloe, jump on this bandwagon. So while this is all in, I feel like you should, you love Lam Lam.
I do love Lam Lam.
You talk about this one.
So while all of these things are unfolding, well, basically since Tristan's public, you know, Instagram stories, Lam Lam Odom is lurking in the background.
Always lurking.
I am a fan of him. I know that people don't like him, but the issue is that, like, okay, he obviously had some, like, mental health issues that he was working through, right? Like, he had just lost a child when everything happened with Chloe. I know there were some issues with his parents and substance abuse. So, like, he wasn't just out here like a fucking philandering asshole like Tristan. He was just going through shit. But anyways, Lam Lam said that he wishes the best for Chloe and is hoping that they can reconnect and talk, in quotes, as friends.
This is a social media comment, by the way, right? He's always trying with her. This Lam Lam is trying to get back in it. He's like, I'm reformed. I went to rehab. I'm good.
I love
we'll
Lam
see.
Lam.
That would be quite the turn of events. Okay. A brief explanation. Tristan Thompson is trash. He has, he's a philandering asshole. You can't trust him. And he probably needs to go to, like, sex addiction meetings or something like that. He's got some
maybe
things to work out.
Maybe he's going to vasectomy. Maybe we should just tie.
He's got to be.
You know, tie this off.
He must be charming. No, it's like, it's not the girl's fault, right? It's just like him. Like, be honest about what you're doing.
No. I'm not saying that's their fault at all. I'm saying, like, clearly you can't keep your dick in your pants and you keep having kids. So, like, maybe let's just put it away permanently.
Don't get in a relationship, Tristan. That's the thing, right? Like, live your life. If you don't want to be with one person in a monogamous relationship, fine. Like, his behavior wouldn't be terrible if he wasn't in relationships every time he's, you know.
And then gaslighting everybody else along the way.
Yes. It's toxic masculinity at its best right now.
Yep.
That is an explanation of what we talked about.
And our unsolicited advice all in one.
Yes, exactly. I could go on for, oh, so frustrating, but we're not. We're done there. Q&A. Mm-hmm. We were asked, which is the one person you both hate? This is appropriate. Tristan Thompson. I definitely hate him right now. Who we both hate?
One person that we both hate.
Philandering assholes.
Jason Derulo.
Jason Derulo. Oh my God. Jason Derulo.
Check out our Snapchat for more on Alexa's
TikTok
disdain. What did I say? Snapchat. We don't even have Snapchat.
Tristan Thompson's got you, man. You're Black Jesus 01.
Whoops. Go to our TikTok for more.
Yeah, yeah. Please go look at the Jason Derulo and then get in the comments and tell me how much you
there
love
Jason
Derulo.
There has to be somebody better that we hate. We talk shit about, oh, you know who's a good one?
Who?
Rudy Juju.
Oh, Rudy Juju. Ruju. Yeah, we hate him and his stupid hair dye. Oh, man. I haven't thought about him in a while. I hate Ruju. Oh, he makes me so, oh, he gets me so mad. I hate the way he dresses.
He's so. Be worse.
So I saw another meme of like, if your lawyer looks like this, you're going to jail. And it's like Ruju. It's basically Ruju's little like brown tiny loafers and like the pant cut that it's like, it's so ugly.
He's the worst.
Ugh. All right, there's that one. We could add a positive one. What's a goal for 2K22?
I'm working on being more present. I find, unsurprisingly to you, I'm sure, that like I'm always planning the next thing, whether it's a trip or whether it's a project that I want to work on or, you know, a million things, right? Which obviously gives me a lot of anxiety. I'm an anxious person, but I think like thinking in the future is always going to make you anxious. Mm-hmm. And so I'm really trying to work on just focusing on like where I'm at right now, who are the people that I'm with, what are the things that I'm doing, how do I enjoy that, and then create time to think about the future and plan like later.
That's a good one. Mine's kind of similar. So I'm just going to say same and then add like I want to really appreciate along with what you said, right? Like I want to I want to appreciate the journey because you and I talk a lot how like to your point in the future, I think about like the goals, the end. And it's always in retrospect. I'm like, oh, that journey wasn't so bad, even though like in the moment it was excruciating because I always have my head looking forward.
Yeah.
So I'm trying to be like, this is enjoyable. Yeah. We like building like the podcast, right? I'm like, I can't wait till we are doing the podcast full time. And I want to just appreciate the fact that we're like having fun doing it
right now
before we can do this full time.
Yep.
So sign up for our Patreon so we could do this full time.
just a little plug. No big deal.
Speaking of our Patreon, let's move into our exclusive content just for our patrons. Join Patreon. We did it. We survived. A little messy today, but it was a fun time. Yeah. We hope you had fun with us because we sure did. Don't forget to tell all your friends, your family, your delivery folks, everybody about us.
Yeah, tell your postal workers. They like need things to listen to as they deliver our packages.
Exactly. Thank you for tuning in to today's episode of Legally Judgy. We hope you enjoyed listening to us talk as much as we love the sound of our own voices.
If you did, please subscribe, rate, and leave us a review. And also join us on our Patreon for more judgy shits and giggles. Until next time.
Bye.